Hey everybody, my name is Austin.
I'm Jonathan.
And I'm Colton.
And we're three close friends who have a desire to share our lives, experiences, and our pursuit of Christ, all from a biblical perspective.
You're listening to the Exiles Podcast. Let's talk about it.
All right, welcome back to the Exiles Podcast. We have been gone for 1 week now. And we are coming back to the Exiles Podcast without one person, possibly forever. Who knows?
We can only hope.
So Colton is yet again gone. I don't really know what Colton's doing today.
He was going to come, and he was like, "Oh, I forgot my kid has VBS."
So we don't know. We don't know if he's volunteering at VBS or if he just is. Has a really long carpool line that he has to get his daughter through. So Colton's not with us today, but that's okay. I got Jonathan, and Jonathan's got me. And we have lots of different topics we want to discuss, but we're only going to talk about one today. But before I do that, you went to Manti this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened in Manti this weekend?
Oh, man. Well, let's see. Friday night, we drove about 2 hours and 15 minutes, slept for about 3 hours, tossed and turned the rest of the time. We woke up, then we drove for 45 minutes, went to my second, second one-year-old birthday party.
For
a friend of Kelly's.
Oh, what do you do at a one-year-old birthday party?
Let me tell you, I was at another party Saturday night. You know, we drove back. 45 minutes to Manti. Then we drove about 35 minutes to Starkville. Had an engagement party. My sister-in-law got engaged.
What? Congratulations, Caitlin.
Yeah, that's right. Her name is Caitlin. And then,
she doesn't even listen.
No, she'll never listen to this. And then,
Kelly, make sure that Caitlin listens to this podcast. Okay. We gave her a shout out.
Okay. Yeah, she's not going to listen to it. we drove back. Well, it is really funny talking about one-year-old birthday parties. I was talking to some of Caitlin's, that's a whole other thing. It's pretty funny, too. A little funny things, you know. But I was talking to one of Caitlin, or a little small group of Caitlin's dental hygiene friends. Like, they came over one night for something. I'm not sure. They were like three or four.
Dental hygiene?
Okay. Yeah.
You said it so fast, I didn't know what you said. Okay.
They came over one night, and they ate supper here and hung out, and so we got to know them a little bit, and so we got to see them again at the party, you know. They're a bunch of sweet girls, and they were talking about what we were doing, and I can't remember. You know, we were at an engagement party, and we were talking about it, and I'm like, what's it like to be parents, you know? And it came up that we went to a one-year-old's birthday party. I said, you know what? We're in a strange stage of life. Like, you have different stages. You know, like, your friends are graduating, and then your friends are going to college, and then your friends are getting engaged, and you're going to engagement parties like you guys are. And mm-hmm. you're going to weddings all the time. Then the next thing you know, it takes a hard right turn. You're going to 1 year-old's birthday parties, and you're just standing there like, man, this is a blast. You know? Just kids running around. You're just like, and it's so
too weird. Young to be on a bouncy.
Well, it's funny because like nobody really wants to be there, and the kid has no idea that you're there. Like the parents are having a blast, and I know. I mean, like I've got 8 months, and then I'll be at my own kid's for a new birthday party, and I'll just be thrilled because he'll be eating the cake and have no clue what's going on. He's opening the presents. Like it's been funny to me to watch like the parents open the presents, but like really speedily because like they feel this weird pressure because everybody's watching them, and the kid could care less, you know. It's just a weird thing.
I guess I went to my nephew's, but it's so funny when the parent opens up like, oh, you got this, and the kid is just like oblivious to whatever it is.
Who knows what's going on? The kid has no idea. It's like the other kids are more excited than the one kid.
Because
the little kid's like 1 year, he doesn't even know what's going on, you know. But it is sweet to see these babies growing up, but I don't think anybody would lie to you and say that the 1 year-old's birthday party is the highlight of their week, you know.
Yeah.
So that was pretty funny.
Well, good deal, man.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't get to record last week. I had my in-laws and my parents in town, and we did a lot of shopping. We hung out. my stepdad wanted to watch, or not watch, but he wanted to look at the outdoor kitchen slash patio. I don't know what you call that thing, but he calls it an outdoor kitchen. I don't know what you call it. But then we also got some trees cut down in the backyard, so he just wanted to come and check it out and make sure that everything was safe and secure and nice and tidied up for everybody. So
yeah,
we had that. And I really, that man, wasn't anything just really eventful. Colton, what about you? What did you do? Oh, that's right. Colton's not here with us today.
If he had been here, he'd been the same thing. That's because Colton doesn't do anything.
Oh, man, we got to stop messing with that guy.
Well, he'll never know because he won't listen to this.
Will he? Will he not?
We can talk about Colton all we want to. He won't ever hear it.
Okay, how about this? Colton, if you are listening to this, then
we will both give you $1 a piece.
That's fair. And but the only way we give you $1 a piece is if you bring it up on the next podcast that you're recording with us.
Yep.
There you go. So you can win $2 right here. Anyways, why don't we just go ahead and jump into the topic today?
Let's jump into it.
All right. So you, Colton, and I, this is a topic that we experience, not daily, but possibly weekly or, you know, right around there. It's the topic of friendships. It's the topic of disagreeing. And so I guess I want to answer.
You say disagreeing? Disagreeant?
That's my country way of saying disagreeing. It's the country way of saying disagreeing.
I got you. Past tense. I disagree with them.
Yeah. That was so good. Okay, so I guess I want to answer the question. You know, there's many of us. We have friends outside of just us, and we have disagreements all the time. So here's the question: when you have disagreements with your friends, how do you handle that?
I will tell you how I handle it, and this is a tried and true method that has never steered me wrong. We can cut this podcast off for like 8 minutes because here's the whole deal. Whenever I have a disagreement with somebody, it's really easy to resolve that because all I have to do is sit down for about 30 seconds and figure out how to better explain to them why I'm right. And once they understand that I'm right, there's no problem then.
I will say in most of our disagreements, and again, I just want to apologize for the background noise. Our dogs have not had any interaction, and so they're just letting it all out right now in the background.
The Exiles is a family podcast.
That's right. I'm trying to concentrate a little bit. No, but this is how it typically goes. You and I will disagree. Colton will agree with me. And about 30 minutes into the argument, there he goes, agreeing with Jonathan. And then it's like, and he's like full blown on Jonathan's side at that point. Like he was never even on my side. And that's how all of our arguments seem to go.
I'm wildly persuasive.
You are very persuasive, which is why I'm hesitant to believe you. Now, so I guess here's the thing. Let me put some, you know, let me make a confession here of my own sin. I oftentimes, when I disagree, especially through text message, if we're texting or something, I can't perceive how they disagreed with me, you know, especially you or Colton, because we text the most. And so there are times where our disagreement, I don't know why I'm making up a word. Our disagreement is, it becomes personal, like an attack on me.
Yeah.
And in what I end up doing is lashing out in anger or frustration towards you guys in a text message or maybe over the phone or maybe passively in person because I'm not really sure how you are disagreeing with me. Are you disagreeing with me in good charity or are you disagreeing with me filled with hate? Like, you know, all these things are racing through my mind. And so I guess for many reasons, I wanted to have this conversation for my own soul. To know, because I have to tell myself all the time, these guys don't hate you. They love you, and they want to see you on the side of truth. But that's not how it always feels. And so, you know, when you hear that, you got any thoughts that come to mind?
Yeah, I think when you do have disagreements there, like it is funny, like just like in our dynamic, I think between the three of us, Colt and I are the most similar in the sense that we don't always care if somebody disagrees with us. We just love to argue. Sometimes we don't even care about what we're arguing about. Like, sometimes we'll just hop in and we'll just start arguing. We're having a through. And if we're the only one by ourselves, it doesn't even matter because we're just having fun arguing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it is important to be sensitive to the fact that not everybody thinks the same way that you do. Like, sometimes, I mean, some people can, like, dissociate from their ideas and say, like, this is just an idea out here, but it's not necessarily a reflection of myself. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, that's how I am. Like, I can, like, most of the time, I can dissociate from what we're arguing about and say, like, this is just something that's objective outside of myself. And so, like, if you disagree with me, it's not me personally. This is, like, an idea. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not, like, I don't always take it so personal. Like, somebody thinks less of me or somebody thinks I'm stupid. Most of the time, because I'm right.
Hey, you said that with such a straight face because you know you believe it.
That's right. I'm right all the time.
I guess for me, mine is different. My opinions are very close to my heart.
Yeah.
And so when I share an opinion, I can almost always share it as a fact. Mm-hmm. Which is such a danger because, you know, there's a lot of heresies, I'm sure, out there that started off as just an opinion.
I feel really strongly about this.
Yeah, you know, and it's just a feeling. Like, let's back up and look at the facts.
More than a feeling.
Oh, man. So let's talk about that. I guess in our disagreeing, you know, when things get heated, how do you handle that moment when things are hot and we're angry and we've moved from discussing more to taking shots at someone?
I think there again, being sensitive, I think that's probably where I fail the most because I like to play too much sometimes in those situations, especially if I'm not super emotionally invested. I'll just keep it going. Mm-hmm. And, like, not really be sensitive to how anybody else is feeling. Just like, we're in it now, and we're going to ride it out to the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you will listen to me until I'm right. But you can't really do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But there again, like, still, we're talking about disagreements and, like, these aren't, like, life or death things. These are, like, little silly, trivial things.
But those little trivial things, when you disagree all the time and you don't deal with the disagreeing mm-hmm. that you're having, the disagreement that you're having, it can grow bitterness in your heart towards a friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I do think that it, like, if you're going to disagree as friends, then you need to be able to speak with reason and openly. And you shouldn't have a fear of being able to say, hey, the way you're wording this or how, like, the tone that I think you're using or whatever, this is affecting me. To have that open, honest, transparent conversation about, like, I want to have this conversation, but I'm not sure that I can do this in love right now. Mm-hmm. So, like, knowing when to back off.
Yeah.
On both ends, you know. Like, if I feel myself getting heated, it might not be best for me to wait for you to realize that. It might be best for me to say, hey, look, I'm not in a good place to have this conversation right now. I need to back off, mm-hmm. you know. But I also think all of our disagreements, I would say, happen, when I get really frustrated, happen over text.
Yeah.
And so for me, I think this is just a general rule. As you're dealing with brothers and sisters in Christ and you have disagreements, don't disagree over text. Like, if you disagree over text, don't respond and wait till you see them in person. Or pick up the phone and give them a call.
And say, meet me on the corner and we'll take care of this.
That's right. No, don't do that. I was going to say, so that you can hear their tone. Because the tone says a lot about where they're at. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe not always, but for the most part, when I read, like, Colton, he is an emotional texter in the sense of, like, when he wants to elevate in the conversation, escalate the conversation, he talks in all caps. Well, I don't know how. Are you screaming at me? Is this an angry text? Is this an excited text? I don't really know. Here's the best way to find out. I'll give Colton a call.
Yeah.
And then I can tell. Let me gauge. Are you frustrated with me right now? Are you happy? I just think that those things are really important. Really important.
Real important.
I'm getting that real country talking. Really important. To love your brothers who you may be in disagreement.
It's important to love your brothers who you're disagreeing.
I know it.
Yeah.
Don't you know?
I know. I think really the biggest thing, and it's like it's such a broad topic, and like there's such a wide spectrum of disagreements. There's like a, I don't think that's right, or I don't think you're right, or like we're just having this kind of conversation about hot topic things, theological points, political things, all the things that people like to disagree about, mm-hmm. or whatever, you know. And there's a point where like you just like have this like a little minor disagreement, but then there's all the way up to the point of where like if we can't reconcile this, then we're not gonna be friends anymore.
Yeah.
I just can't be around you. And so like I think how you handle those things are different. But I do think that especially among Christians, you know, like as much as it relies on you, live at peace with all men, type mm-hmm. thing. You know, and then you know, the whole one another, we were talking about one another a while ago. Like, it's so important to love one another. But, like, in those moments when you have, like, real, substantial, like, life-altering disagreements, it's so easy, especially if you're like me and you're already kind of, like, argumentative and very objective and very black and white by nature. It's so easy for me to be locked in mm-hmm. and say, I am right. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, I wouldn't even start arguing if I wasn't right.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like I've never been wrong before. I'm wrong plenty all the time. But I think, like, for somebody like myself, it's so important to remember. It's kind of like.
I was going to say, winning is not everything.
It's not. It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you need that little hit to get you through the week. Like, that's right. I'm the man.
Yeah.
But no. You know, it's like some marital advice I got in my premarital counseling with Greg and Tony. And it's a long story, so I won't go all the way into it. But Miss Tony essentially gave me some advice that has helped me, has served me as a husband, I think. And the long story short is, it's concerning living with your wife in an understanding way. And so Miss Tony just counseled me that there'll be situations that arise that are so important to your wife, and they're just like so emotional or like so visceral. Well, she didn't use that word, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's mm-hmm. just like, it's such a big deal and you will just not have any idea. You'll just be sitting there the whole time confused as to like, why this is such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like in that moment, you have to love your wife and be understanding and listen. And I think that same principle can apply to a disagreement or a disagreement with a friend. You know, like in the moment, like you're so entrenched in whatever you think, or like, whether they wronged you or you feel like they did something wrong and they're not listening to you, or whether you're in the wrong. It's like it's so easy to just like be so captivated by your point or your side of the argument and just want to justify yourself, because like nobody ever wants to feel the weight of being wrong. And being mm-hmm. like, man, I have to go apologize to this person. I'm like a fool right now. You know?
Yeah.
But like it's so important in that moment, no matter how right you are or how right you think you are, to realize that loving the other person in that moment is trying to understand how they're feeling, like putting yourself in their shoes, but also making a concerted effort to listen
mm-hmm.
to their perspective and their feelings and their point so that you can understand where they're coming from.
I would like to take that and zoom out. So we talked about the moment, you know, like what do we do in the moment of disagreeing?
Throat punch them.
Yeah, right. but I think we can help ourselves a lot from like long before we disagree, and just how we speak to one another before we disagree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I, this is something I feel like I fail at a lot in our friendship, and you know, with Colton as well, is I am not the first person to jump in with encouragement. Like how long? Yeah, that's
anybody
right.
Who knows me, knows
oh, yeah, you are filled with it. Filled with something. Anyways. I just think, you know, on the front end, if I am encouraging my brothers regularly, then in a moment of disagreeing, they're going to know that I'm disagreeing in love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm striving for peace regularly in my friendship, then they're going to know when we disagree, there's going to be some patience before we jump into like this passionate rage or whatever you want to call it in an argument. And so, you know, one of the things we want to talk about in the future of this podcast is the one another's. I think really examining the fruits of the Spirit and saying, how am I applying these to my brother or my sister in Christ in my before I disagree with them? You know, am I being patient? Am I being loving? Am I filled with joy in my speech to them? Am I encouraging them? You know, there's a lot that we can do on the front end before we even ever disagree, so that they know in the middle of us disagreeing, this person loves me and they really care about the truth. And so, you know, to have encouraging speech ready all the time, you know, I think goes a long way in helping us disagree well with one another.
Well, I tell you what, the more we talk about it, the more I think I am gifted in this, because I am always ready to encourage people to think more like how I think.
They're all people are going to hear, because this is, what, the sixth time or seventh time now? You've been like, I'm always right.
I am. You agree with me right now?
I agree with you somewhat. I agree with you 80% of the time. You are right 80% of the time.
80% of the time. It works all the time. That's a terrible reference. I hope nobody knows that.
I can't remember. You know, Mark Dever actually talked about that. This guy cuts Mark Dever off. Mark Dever started a sentence and was talking in this disagreement that he had with this guy. And the guy stops Mark Dever and says, you know what? You may be the smartest guy in the room 95% of the time, but would you just stop and listen to the 5%? You don't even have to take their, you know, their critique. But if you would just listen to them, it would go a long way in how you disagree with people. And I thought, man, that's pretty wise, you know. Mm-hmm. Just take a moment to listen. Because I think loving someone and listening to someone go hand in hand.
Speaking of being right, that sounds almost like something I said a few minutes ago.
Did you say that?
I did say something pretty similar.
Well, there you go. You were right.
Again.
Jonathan, I just want to encourage you, brother, to be more humble.
I can't help it.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap things up. I don't know the ending, the outro, but
this is your show, bro.
You can, if you have any questions, you can email us at theexilespod@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at theexilespod. We would love for you to leave reviews. We'd love for you to share this with your friends. Kelly, if you are listening, can you please share this with your sister, since we gave her a shout out again? Congratulations, Caitlin, on the engagement. That's pretty cool. Jonathan, it was a lot of fun. So until next time, everybody, see you
next time.
You can turn it off now.